Welcome to The Daily Rewind. My name's Tom Hannon, and today's classic broadcast features the Minnesota Twins versus the Oakland A's at the Oakland Coliseum. Catfish Hunter of the Oakland A's pitches a perfect game against the Minnesota Twins. Hunter's perfect game is the first in the American League during the regular season in 46 years. The last occurrence was when White Sox right-hander Charlie Robinson beat the Detroit Tigers in 1922. And of course, Don Larsen had a perfect game in the 1956 World Series, but this is the regular season. He strikes out 11, including future Hall of Famer Harmon Killebrew, three times. Hunter helps himself by driving in three of the four A's runs. And the only other run came in a bases-loaded walk to Danny Cater in the eighth inning. Only 6,298 fans were in attendance to see Hunter's masterpiece. Now I'm going to bring you a broadcast of the ninth inning of the game and then an interview with Catfish after a word from our sponsor. And lastly, folks, before we jump into today's highlights, I just have to ask you, do you want to put 50 years of baseball history in your pocket? I know what you're thinking, it's not going to fit, but it really will because it's all in audio format. These are lost pieces of baseball history told to you from baseball cathedrals. They're told to you by icons of the game, from Red Barber, Ernie Howell, to Harry Carey. I get goosebumps personally listening to these games and even thinking about the interviews and what these players are going to share with me. I know what you're thinking. Is this AI? Are there bots? Is there some magic potion here that are making these things appear? And I'm telling you, they're not. These games are real. They were done by real people at that specific moment in time. All the iconic moments, the interviews, none of it's reproduced. None of it's AI. It's all real, but done, again, by real people. If you want to check them out, there's a free intro offer. Jump on over to VintageBaseballReflections.com, and there's over 2,500 audio clips and games for you to put in your pocket, take on walks with you, hang around the fireplace and listen, put them on the porch, invite some friends over. However you want to listen, you're going to be able to listen to these amazing moments in baseball history. Use this coupon this day for a special gift at the checkout. Before I get to the broadcast, just remember to like, share, give us a thumbs up, subscribe or follow us, whatever Apple's doing these days, just to help, it'll help us grow the show. Now, on to the call.
Roseboro batting for Hernandez, plays on the first pitch. Wilson digs it out of the dirt, second and makes his play. The Roseboro is out. One away here in the top half of the ninth inning. The batter now is Bruce Look. The left-hand hitting catcher has been up twice. Twice he has struck out. Top of the ninth inning. Nobody on. One down for the Minnesota Twins, and the A's are leading it 4-0. Hunter, over his head easily, delivers the plate. The pitch is taken just off target high. Ball one. Regardless of how the flip turns here tonight, there's one thing we've got to say, that this Hunter has pitched himself a ball game that he will long remember, and so will the A's. Overhand fastball, swing and a miss for strike. One ball, one strike count on Bruce Lux, with one out here in the top of the ninth inning. 4-0 the score in favor of Jim Hunter and the Oakland A's. Lux waves that wand back and forth. Now the 1-1 delivery. Down it comes. Pitch taken a little outside, about shoulder high for ball two. Aglione pops him at his target. Hunter delivers. The pitch is swung on, and a line shot is foul down the third base line. Actually, Hunter had that ball almost passed Bruce Look when he swung at it. Two balls and two strikes. One out. Bases clean. Top of the ninth inning. 4-0 in favor of the A's. Hunter out there trying to reach back and get that something a little extra. He delivers. There's his fastball. Foul, strike three. Right down the plate. Strikeout number 10 for the Catfish. and Rich Reed is coming up as a pinch batter. He'll bat for Baranowski. Rich Reed. So they're down to the very last out in the top half of the ninth inning. Rich Reese batting at 1-5-4, left-hand hitter. Stands midway in batter's box all the way around. Hunter, calm and cool and collected, looked him over. Two down, the base is empty, top of the ninth inning. Down comes the pitch. Reese swings on it and falls it. That's strike one. Ready now for the 0-1 delivery on this left-handed batting pinch hitter, Reese. Hunter delivers. The pitch is taken inside and tight, just off the belt buckle. That levels the count with one ball and one strike. The outfield playing just about straight away for Reese. The right side of the infield playing deep. Sal Bando shallowed up at third base. Maglione pops him in as a target. Now the 1-1 delivery. Hunter delivers it. The pitch is taken on the inside. A check swing on Reese. And his count goes to 2-1. Top half of the ninth inning. Two down. There are no base runners. And Hunter is facing pinch batter Rich Reese. The 2-1 delivery. Down it comes. Swung on and pumped back foul into the stands out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Now the very slender margin of just one strike remains to the Minnesota Twins. And it's being carried by, the responsibility is being carried by Rich Reese, the pinch batter. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on, top of the ninth inning. Jim Hunter standing out there in the middle of the diamond. Now he's ready, delivers, the pitch is swung on and foul tip right off the mask of plate umpire Jerry Neudecker. So the tension mounts here at the Coliseum. And what tension there is here, too, tonight before 6,298 who come in here to see a magnificent pitching performance by Jim Catfish Hunter. Now the 2-2 delivery. Hunter swings into action, pitches, re-swings and fouls it back. The count holds at 2-2. Playing rather shallow for Rich Reese, a left-hand hitter. The 2-2 delivery, down it comes. Swung on and puffed up in foul ground. Sal Bando digging after it. Can he make it? He cannot. It's behind the dugout into the crowd. Down the third base side. George Still, two balls and two strikes on Rich Reese. Hunter back to the rosin bag as the tension mounts. Slaps that ball into his glove, and Paccheroni gets down on the crouch to pump the sign. There's the Mitch coming up as a target now after the sign has been pumped. Hunter rears back the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and pumped back foul again. 5 times, Rich Reese has pumped that ball back foul. He's hanging in there with Catfish Hunter. As I said a few minutes ago, Hunter is reaching back, trying to get that something a little bit extra. To the rosin bag. He slams it down on the ground now and comes back up to get his sign. Rich Reese backs away from the plate. Left-hand hitter batting from a slight crouch. Leans over. This will be the 2-2 delivery. Hunter cuts it loose. The pitch is taken on the inside. Paccheroni thought he had it. It's a count of 3-2 now on Reese. Paccheroni. And hot about that one is Jerry Neudecker called it on the inside for ball three. He thought it was over the inside corner, jammed on the fists of a left-handed hitter. Two down, top of the ninth inning, nobody on, 4-0 in favor of the A's. Jim Hunter, here he comes again with the 3-2 delivery. Fastball, leading there.
Strike three, the boy is 6-0 here. Tonight, he is being mobbed. Jim Catfish Hunter did not allow one man to get to first base tonight against the Minnesota Twins. He pitched a perfect ball game and goes into the record books tonight of the Immortals who have stood out on that diamond and have been able to mold the opposition down. Right now, his teammates have hoisted him to their shoulders and they're carrying him to the dugout. And you can well imagine how this young man feels. Pitches a no-hitter. And Monty Moore, I can tell you one thing, that I have gotten a lot of thrills out of broadcasting no-hitters. Tonight is the 14th Major League no-hitter I have had the privilege of broadcasting. And I'll tell you definitely that the one who has pitched here tonight has given me my greatest thrill.
Well, it's the greatest thrill I've ever had in sports of any kind, Al. And we just can't wait to get down in that dressing room and start talking with Catfish Hunter and you people listening on the radio. Stay tuned now. We'll be interviewing Catfish as soon as we can. The final score of the game, the A's 4 and the Twins nothing.
Had their cuts, but Hunter had it all tonight. Pitching himself a no-hitter, the first of his career, and in the major leagues, that's something that tabs you for immortality. Jim Hunter here tonight, a magnificent performance. As Minnesota goes away with no runs, no base hits, not a man got to first base. They committed one error. While for Oakland, 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and they left 9. I can just well imagine the feeling Jim Catfish Hunter has right now in the A's dressing room as his teammates hoisted him to their shoulders and carried him off the field. And I can well imagine how manager Bob Kennedy must feel, because he did some jockeying too to help in the ninth inning, or in the eighth inning, when things got pretty tough for Jim Catfish Hunter. There was some moving back and forth between the pinch hitters and the men coming in to pitch in the ball game. Oh, we'll be back to talk about it a little more in just a minute. The Coliseum is wild tonight. It has been wild, and the fans are still talking about the magnificent job that Catfish Hunter did on that mound tonight, and the help of his teammates winning the ball game for him 4-0 as he pitched a perfect no-hitter. The final score again is 4-0 in favor of Oakland over Minnesota. We hope you enjoyed our broadcast of the game and that you will join us again tomorrow evening when the A's will be playing the visiting Chicago White Sox. The airtime for our on-deck show is 7:10. Now, this is Al Helfer speaking for Monty Moore, our engineer John Cameron, and our executive producer Hal Ashby, reminding you that we'll be back very shortly with more details and highlights and a talk with the man who was the big star on our Head and Home show.
Jimmy, are you standing by?
Yes, sir, Monty, I sure am.
Al and I want to say congratulations. You've just given us the greatest thrill we've ever had. How do you feel?
It's the best thrill I ever had, too, Monty. I don't know what to say.
Jimmy, in the last inning, you had a long, long wait before you went out because the A's were busy getting you some runs that had been hard to get by. How did you feel waiting there on deck? You had to bat yourself in the ninth.
I just wanted to get up the bat. I just wanted to swing. I thought I could hit the ball, and maybe I'd get it in the hole.
Well, tell me something, Jimmy. This is Al. In the last portion of the ball game, did you figure that you did have plenty to go ahead and pitch that no-hitter, and it was a magnificent shot tonight, believe me?
Yes, I feel real good tonight. My fastball was real alive, and my breaking ball wasn't real good, but at times it was real good, and at times it wasn't, but I relied mostly on my fastball, and I felt real good.
I want you to know something personally, Jim. I've had the privilege of broadcasting 13 Major League no-hitters, but your no-hitter here tonight gave me the biggest thrill I've had in baseball in years and years and years.
Thank you, Al.
Jim, you had a situation or two I'd like to ask you about in the no-hitter. You had a ball change come up on a 3-ball, 2-strike count in the eighth inning. You were pitching to somebody, and they changed baseballs on you, threw one away. Did that bother you any at all?
No. A lot of people, you know, like black balls. I like white balls myself. I like slick ones, and I don't like much rosin on it, so it didn't make any difference to me, so I get the ball.
Earlier in the game, you had a 3-ball, no-strike count on Tony Oliva and came back and struck him out. What do you remember about that?
Well, one of the pitches was real close, and it was a strike, and then I come back real strong and threw the ball, and he just swung and missed him.
Jimmy, you pitched a lot of no-hitters in high school in your amateur career. Do you remember how many?
5.
Is this anything like what you expected it might be to pitch your first one in the big leagues?
No, this is greater.
Jimmy,
I was going to ask him about the very first no-hitter he ever pitched, if he might have been remembering that when he was working down here on the mound at the Coliseum tonight.
No, I don't remember it in high school.
Jim, you had a near no-hitter on our last road trip. You pitched 6 2/3 innings at California. And
I hope you enjoyed today's classic game. It's brought to you by ThisDayInBaseball.com. This Day in Baseball has thousands of classic moments in baseball history. You can pick a day, a season, a player, and you can see countless memories and moments. Catfish Hunter's page has hundreds of career events that you can check out. All you need to do is click a link in the show link. in the show notes, and you will see his page. You can also see debuts, birthdays, and finals games from May 8th. Go check them out on thisdayinbaseball.com. And until next time, I'll see you at the ballpark.